Pure Dog Talk is the podcast on purebred dogs. We talk to the legends in the sport and give you tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves, and today we are joined by a very special guest, Sheila Goff from AKC Government Relations, and we are going to be talking about basically what we as exhibitors, specifically what we as exhibitors can do. What are our direct action items for every single one of us that can impact the legislation and the reality of the issues that are facing our sport? So, Sheila, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We were talking a little bit earlier off air, and I would like to go back and touch on that. In our cities, in our counties, in our state, there's all kinds of legislation going on, and people are concerned about it, but they don't know what to do, and they don't know how to do it. So let's give them some ideas.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I'll say is that in working for the AKC and in being in charge of the Government Relations Department, one of the things we try to do is to really provide useful resources that anyone can use when they're facing an issue. And I'll do this, you know, throughout this conversation is point people to our website because we have some really neat tools, some great downloadables. AKCGR actually created our own microsite that is attached but separate from the AKC website.
Yeah, I was looking at that, and that is really, really pretty impressive, Sheila,
I have to
tell you. It's very different.
We have a super talented team. I mean, the GR team is just, we've worked together for a long time, and we're like a happy little dysfunctional family. I shouldn't say that on air, but you know, we work really well. We, you know, we care about the issues. We've been involved in this. We just hired a new person, but prior to that, our least senior person had been with the team for 6 years.
Okay.
So we don't have a lot of turnaround in this department, and we've really worked to develop on this website things that are going to be useful for fanciers when they're like, oh my gosh, there's something going on. I don't know what is going on. What do I do? Where do I go? And we try to sort of provide step-by-step advice for people. The main thing for people to consider, too, is always call us, email us, let us know if you have an issue. And one of the things that we're going to want to talk about later today is, you know, local issues. There's an expression that, you know, all politics is local, and that is so true. And also for dog owners, that's where the vast majority of legislation that has the ability to really impact you on a daily basis takes place. It's at the local level. It's your community deciding that you can only have so many dogs, or someone who has a neighbor dispute, and as a result, that results in a limit on dogs, limit on the type of dogs a person can own, dog bite incidents, et cetera, et cetera. Vast majority of what we're dealing with is at the local level. So that's great news in terms of getting involved, because it's really easy to get involved at the local level. It's challenging for AKC and for my team because we need to hear from people, and we constantly are just begging, please let us know if you hear of an issue that, you know, might even lead to legislation, if you hear of a problem in your community, because we're in Raleigh and we don't hear about stuff that's
going on. Well, you don't know what's happening
Texas
here in Josephine County, Oregon.
No, exactly.
Right.
And we want to know about it. And that's our job, is to help and guide people. So we put a lot of stuff out about federal legislation, federal regulation. We have a great way to track what's going on at the states. But at the local level, it's like the Wild West. And, you know, Google searches will only take you so far.
Right, right.
So, you know, that's why we have these folks called legislative liaisons. And we've asked every single club and every single one of our clubs, please appoint a legislative liaison. And their job is to kind of be our eyes and ears. They're our direct contact. Like, hey, if you hear something, let us know. We will guide you. We just want to know, and then we'll help you with that. So all that to say, yeah, there's a whole lot of resources we have to offer. The page that I mentioned is akcgr.org.
And we will, absolutely, and we will have a link to that on the website, so that people can go there and just click the link and it'll take them right there so they can get those ideas.
And I know I got a little off track talking about this, and I want to go back and answer your question. Oh, gosh, you know, get me going. You
don't
want me to shut up.
It's all right. Put a nickel in you. I get that.
Yeah, exactly. With respect to what can everyone do, the main thing is be aware. Keep an eye on what's going on, because we can help if we know what's happening. And again, it goes back to the legislative liaisons. One of the best things you can do is to be active in your community. And one of the things that I often think a lot about is most of our sort of local all-breed clubs, they're about dogs. But we're forgetting, I think, one really important aspect of this. Some are better than others. We're also a community. So, you know, we want to be involved in our community. And being involved as a really visible presence, a positive presence in our community, whether it's having educational days, whether it's participating at a fair in the town, having a booth whenever there's an event, inviting people and encouraging people to learn about what we do is just a great way for people to hear the other side of what's going on with dogs, for people to get the positive message about what we do, our purebred dogs, working with our local animal shelters. Yeah, unfortunately, there are a lot of folks out there who don't necessarily like purebred breeders. It's not because we're bad people. It's because we haven't really spent a lot of time as much as we can. And I will say, hey, I'm a dog fancier too, so I am equally responsible with everyone else. I'm not pointing fingers. But if we can spend more time just out there in the community talking about the great things we do, and we have a ton to be proud of.
Well, exactly. And I think too often we don't reach out and be proactive, I guess is how I would hear what you're saying.
Proactive is so important. Yes, you have to be prepared to defend yourself. And unfortunately, there are a lot of haters out there who don't understand and don't like people who have purebred dogs or breed them or show them. It's our job to show, you know, the vast majority of the American public that, hey, no, we're really the good guys. We do so much good. We love our animals. You know, invite them in to see what we're doing. Invite them to our dog shows. Invite them to our club meetings. Some of our really successful clubs and federations do things like low-cost microchip clinics. They're really part of the community. They build that relationship. And the great thing is that local leaders see that and recognize that. And so they see them as a resource. And what we want to do is avoid, you know, the bad legislation before it happens. And, you know, the reality is, you know, there's always going to be a few bad apples. But our job as the good apples is to show that, you know, 99% of people who are in purebred dogs are great people. And we do it because we care so deeply about our breeds.
Right. And I think one of the things that I want to speak to, simply because it is one of the things I did this morning before I called you. I've been involved in a social media conversation, and this is probably something I wouldn't necessarily have done prior to my talking to you, talking to Patty Strand, talking to Phil, talking to people about how do we talk to the public, right? And this gal started as someone who is, quote, why do you have purebred dogs? Why do you dock your dogs? All of this stuff. It's horrible. It's rotten. And through the conversation, I concentrated so hard on making it be positive. She was able to find that maybe we weren't all horrible. And just about the end of the conversation, another person jumps in and says, oh, you horrible, rotten human being. How can you say? I'm like, no, wait, stop.
And we're going to have, we have our work cut out for us. We really do. But it is totally doable. And the thing is, too, when you do it as part of a club, as part of a group, you share the load of work. And that's what's so great about our clubs. And I think it's sad when people are less active in their clubs. Or sometimes clubs become so focused on their show that they kind of forget why they're here and why they're involved. Because nothing really takes the place. You know, we love our social media groups. But it's after you've spent a weekend on social media and you haven't been out, you crave human interaction, real people.
And
this is what we do with our dogs. But one thing also that, you know, I think it's really interesting is we also have a bit of a hurdle. And I think recognizing the hurdles is important for us. When we're dealing with problematic legislation, or part of what's gotten us into the problem to start with is, you know, we're dog people. So many of us really aren't political. A lot of us don't like politics. Politics isn't our thing. On Friday morning, we're probably grooming our dogs and getting ready for the dog show. We're not visiting City Hall about an issue. So we're up against a lot of people who have in their DNA this advocacy gene. And a lot of us, I think, don't have it. So part of it is, what can we do to overcome the fact that it's recognizable, it's understandable. Our nature isn't to be political, it's to be with our dogs. unfortunately, you know, we're living in a world where our rights depend on our ability to get out there and tell our story. And it's such a great story that what we try to do is provide those tools to help people tell their story and to make it, you know, a really positive opportunity to interact with your community. And that goes back again, so much easier to reach out to your lawmakers, reach out to your community, play a role in that before an issue crops up. And then when an issue does crop up, they're like, oh, well, I know this person. Let me get their take on it. Or, hey, there's a local kennel club. We should reach out to them because it's a dog issue. You know, they're the experts. So that's really what it all comes down to, is this sort of trying to get engaged in the community, involved in the community, and being open about our love for dogs and what we do. And too many people are kind of scared to mention because there has been so much hate out there and so much anger out there. And so it's kind of taking a deep breath and saying, you know, I have every reason in the world to be proud of what I have devoted my life to. And it's a great feeling to do that.
So how about we have a list of three direct action items. So specifically, you, Mr. Listener, right here, go down to the city hall and bring donuts to somebody. I mean, what are our Phil's story about donuts to the secretary stuck in my mind.
That story always does. It's great. And it works, by the way.
Absolutely. Of course it does. So let's give them three things. What can you, every single one of you that's out there listening right now, what can you do today? Doesn't take very much time. It's effective. And go.
Okay. Number one, introduce yourself to your legislators. You could do that via social media. Find out who they are. Introduce yourself to them and reach out to your community. Find out what organizations are in your community as well that maybe you can join that are in addition to your kennel clubs. So what we're doing is we're moving beyond the kennel clubs as well and saying, hey, I'm a person who's out here in the community. Another thing, reach out to the local animal shelter. And I mean the municipal, what we used to call the dog pound. Reach out to these folks and say, you know, I'm a dog person. How can I help? We care a lot about these dogs that need help. Let me come in and help. I can help groom dogs. I can help with paperwork. Reach out, because we're going to have to build that relationship. Vote. We often talk about how important voting is, and it is. Incidentally, legislators do know whether you voted or not. So before the time comes to write that letter to your legislator, think about politics. Think about reaching out and saying, oh, you know, if you lean one direction or another with a political party, consider joining that political party. They actually have meetings. And I'll tell you the funny thing about the political parties, they need volunteers too. So just joining a political party, either one, is great, because suddenly you are an asset to them and they get to know you as an individual. The funniest thing happened, my husband probably hates that I'm telling this story, but I will because he's not here. When we were fairly new in living in North Carolina, in my county, there was action incident where a potentially problematic dog bill came up. Now, my husband has a lot more freedom with his time than I do. So I'm busy working on my new job with the AKC, and I'm like, oh my gosh, in my own county, there's a potentially bad dog bill. Okay, Tom, you need to follow this for me. And he did. He started showing up just in the audience at county commissioner meetings. Next thing he knows, he's buddies with them all. He's having breakfast with them all. He never intended this to happen. And next thing you know, he's joining a political party. Next thing you know, he's talking at Rotary clubs. The next thing you know, he's chairman of the county political party with a pretty good amount of, you know, of political clout.
Yeah.
And that all happened because of, like, you just need to follow this bill. But what's going on in political parties as well right now is the same thing with dog clubs. People really don't join that much. They aren't out there. And so there's a really wonderful opportunity just to get out there, introduce yourself. So today, just be out there. Consider volunteering. Consider talking to your legislators. And this is not for today, but it's something you can always do. After an election, introduce yourself to your new lawmakers. Do it before there's an issue. But that's the big point here, is always just reach out, introduce yourself, and offer to be an expert for them. Lawmakers, whether they're local or federal, can't be experts on everything, and most of them are not experts on dogs. So they're taking their cues from whoever is talking to them, and we need to be the people talking to them. And we have a real asset when we talk to people because we are positive. So many people that they hear from are hearing about problems. They're hearing a lot of hatred. They don't like hearing that. They like hearing about people making a positive difference. And that's something that we all do on a daily basis. It's something we can do more of. And we can bring solutions to the table. So if there's an issue in that community, we can be experts and we can bring solutions to the table. So direct action item, be out there, be aware, reach out to folks in your community. And there's lots of easy ways to do it. But I would say, again, local, local, local. And the other direct action item, I would ask everyone who's in a club, find out if your club has a legislative liaison with us. And if they don't, either offer to become
that person.
Or find somebody who could do it, because that really helps build awareness. And then the third item you may want to do today is just go on that website and look at what we have to offer and look at a tab called Key Issues, and that will familiarize you with some of the issues that we are dealing with, we're seeing around the country. That tab is going to get bigger when we have a little more time to update it, but right now we have about 6 major issues, and that provides everything from talking points to summaries to anything you need to know on that issue. And we try to provide it in a really simple manner.
Very good. Okay, so Sheila, here's a what if or a role playing or what have you. Somebody says, well, that's not my job. That's their job. Why aren't they fixing it? It's a typical response I expect that you hear.
Oh, it's always. Yes. That's their job.
That's right. That's your job. Why should I have to do this? That's your job. What would be your comment to that?
A couple of things. We live in a democracy. The reality is our job is to help, but we rely on individuals to take charge of their own future. And without individuals, we can't do a lot. And think of it like getting ready to show a dog. And there are a couple of things that I think about with that. A lot of people say, well, why don't you just hire a handler? Well, there are times when you do want to hire a handler. And same thing, why don't you just hire a lobbyist? There are times when you do want to hire a lobbyist. But the reality is legislators, they deal with lobbyists every day. They are great experts. There are times you want them, just like times you want a handler. Everything that a lobbyist does, an individual can do. And everything that a lobbyist will do is to connect that legislator to his constituents. So even when you do say somebody else should be doing this for me, what they do is they talk to them, and then they come back and say, okay, we still need constituents to talk to the legislators. Legislators don't really want to hear from lobbyists, outside experts. They'll listen to the AKC as an expert, but they want to know what the people in their community think, because those are the people who are actually going to vote. Those are the people who are going to keep them in office or push them out.
See, I love this analogy of it being the owner-handler.
Yeah.
As owner-handlers, you are proud to present your dog. As an owner-handler, take the initiative, take that and use that in your community, because that's fabulous. I like that, because that's who the lawmakers want to hear from.
Absolutely. They want to see who's really behind it. And that's what you see with the owner-handlers. You see that person who, in many cases, as we know, there's actually the breeders too. It's like we used to have a lot more sort of bred by exhibitor than we do now, but you're seeing the breeder, the person behind us. And I always, as a breeder, I think that's just personally really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. It's like having a handler. That's not going to get the job done for you if you don't have the person behind it. You don't have the dog behind it. You don't have the arguments. You don't have the story. The lobbyist is like a handler. The other reality of it, for these people say, well, AKC has a government relations team. We do. We have 6 people. We are working
right
throughout the country dealing with approximately 1,500 to 2,000 bills a year or more, just at the state and federal levels, in many cases just the state level, many, many more at the local level. And we can't be everywhere. So it's way more efficient for us to really spend our resources in training people, helping people, providing them the resources they need, and then they go talk to the legislators who really want to hear from them anyway. So our job just comes back to really almost as educators to help people succeed in that. And the great thing about that is anybody can do this. And what I found with legislators, and I talked to quite a few fairly often, they care about people who really are passionate. They care about people who have devoted their lives to something. And this is what so many of us have done. You don't have to be perfect. You have to be polite, you have to be credible, you have to be responsible, and these are things actually the dog fancy teaches us. Good sportsmen. You know what? If you go into that ring and you're bad-mouthing the judge, it's not going to look good for you. If you go to a legislator and you tell them how much you hate them and the you know what mistakes they made, it's not going to go so well for you there either.
Nice. I like that. I think this is incredibly important information for people to hear, and I am excited for them to have these resources. So, Sheila, give us your final words of advice.
Okay. You know, I think some of the most important things that people can do is to be a positive resource for the community. We talked about this earlier. You know, we love what we do. We should be proud of what we do. We must not let ourselves be bullied by haters who don't understand what we do. So one of the most important things we can do, whether we're at the grocery store, whether we're talking hopefully to a local county commissioner, whether we're talking to our neighbor, is share the pride in what we do. Talk about the hard work. Talk about what we do and how it benefits people. Talk about how it benefits the community. Talk about the work that's being done in, for therapy dogs. Talk about the health research that's being done for purebred dogs. There's so many things we have to be proud of. Being a positive resource. Being credible, as we talked about in the dog ring. You know, you have to be credible. So legislators want to hear from people who are experts. We have that in spades. And we need to be really willing to be more outgoing and to get involved. And however we get involved as a club, that's sharing the effort. And we do this with our club members. We can all do a little bit, but it increases our impact. So that's for clubs as part of a community are still just so incredibly important. Also, through clubs and getting involved in the community, just follow the news, follow what's going on. What's going on in your local community? What does your HOA have a social media board? Get to know people in the community because you can be their expert resource for dogs. And then when you talk to legislators, reach out to legislators, introduce yourself. When new legislators are elected or when they're running for office, they want to know you because you're a voter. So take an opportunity just simply to introduce yourself. Tell them three things about yourself. And tell one of them that you're a dog fancier and that you know you love your purebred dogs and that you are a dedicated, responsible individual. And when you talk to legislators or even anyone in your community, always have a hook to follow up. Following up is critical. That first introduction is important, but unless we follow up, it's easily forgotten. So always follow up, either with a thank you for, you know, it's great to meet you. Hey, here's the information I told you about. Find a reason to follow back up with them and maintain those relationships. That's just going to be critical. If you're, say, if you're a handler, you know you need that to develop clients. If you're running a business, you use it to develop clients. If you're in the community and want to get to know new people, great way to do it. Do a lot of us do that anyway. Consider that with our sort of elected officials or thought leaders in a community. Always keep open that door to come back, and you can build on that relationship. If somebody meets you once, they're not necessarily going to say, oh, that's a dog expert. Once they get to know you and they see how you behave, you can be an incredibly strong resource. And what we see is it's not only the number of people who get involved, and yes, they're voters, but it's the quality of involvement. And that's pretty easy when we can speak with passion and we can speak with expertise about who we are and what we do.
Excellent.
So again, positive, credible, willing to participate, and follow up. And I hope that you folks will follow up with us.
I like it.
You know, that's what our job here at AKC is to be a resource for you.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much, Sheila. I appreciate it tremendously. As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to Laura at puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. This will help share the love with others out there in the sport. This has been Pure Dog Talk with your host, Laura Reeves. We hope you can join us next time as we continue on the journey to success with your purebred dog.